Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. How are you? I am so glad that you took time out to spend this evening with us. A little chilly out this evening, so I guess we could wrap up into the warm, hot word of God on tonight. Thank you all for calling in. On tonight, I'm trying to find out if Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser is on the line with me.
Yes, I am.
It is so good to hear your voice. And is Minister Brandon Kaiser, is he also available to be on the line with us this evening?
Don't know. I saw him on there earlier. Don't know where he's at now.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
yes,
tonight,
he is. He's on here. Let me open it up. Yes, Minister Kaiser is on the line.
I thank God for that, because
I know
the word.
I don't know if he's saying anything.
I hope he is able to say something, but if not, just the fact that he's on the line with us on tonight is a blessing, because I want to offer a chance for you, Apostle, that if you would like to open us up with prayer on tonight.
Of course. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We repent for sins of commission and omission. Every deed done, said, or even thought and conceived in our hearts that was not pleasing unto your sight, God. We thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for teaching us to be those that are quick to forgive. God, we thank you for teaching us about your agape love, your unconditional love. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for the power in the name of Jesus. We thank you for teaching us to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We thank you for teaching us that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Father God, we thank you for teaching us how your name is to be hallowed. For you said, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thank you, God, for being our refuge and our fortress. God, thank you for teaching us how no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us, thou shalt contend, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Father God, thank you for teaching us how your word is like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces. Thank you for teaching us that you watch over your word, God. Thank you for watching over your word. Thank you for teaching us to pray your word, because your word cannot return unto you void. God, we thank you for we're blessed in the city and blessed in the field, the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. God, we thank you for the healing balm of Gilead. We thank you for healing Apostle Sandra Thomas from her head to her toe, to the inside out, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Minister Brandon is healed and whole and blessed in every area of his life, his finances, his relationships, God, on the job, in his education, any and everything that he puts his hand to do, God, is already blessed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Minister Sylvia on tonight, God, how you're blessing her. You're blessing her with your wisdom, for you said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. God, you're blessing her to be healed from and whole from her head to her toe from the inside out, God, and you're giving her the desires of her heart as she not only obeys you, God, but she obeys you with zeal and purpose because she loves you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for everyone that's called in. We thank you for those that have gone through the various hurricanes and all of that, God, that they're safe and that they're blessed. And God, even while they're awaiting the electricity and the things of that sort, God, that you're there with them. God, we thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding and the joy unspeakable. Have your way on tonight, God. Cause us to say and do things that will bring you glory, God, for you are to be glorified, for you're seeking them that will worship you, for they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth, God, and we wish to worship you in spirit and in truth. Have your way on tonight, God. Bless not only Apostle Sandra Thomas, bless Prophet Antoine and Servant Pastor Troy and Dr. Serena Wright and Elder Kendall, God, and everyone else that's connected to Smile 3E, God. Bless them and all that they do that's pleasing in your sight, God. We thank you for your favor that goes before us and with us and even stays there until we return. We thank you for the favor with the king, the favor with the queen, the favor with the president, the favor with all leadership, the favor in our finances, the favor in our lives, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, for praying for us as we started off. I didn't want to start off tonight, excuse me, saying welcome to Monday night, because each and every one of you all that are regular callers know you are welcome every Monday night to Smile 3E, a ministry of iron sharpening iron. We thank you for tuning in on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and on tonight, we are standing in for Apostle Sandra Thomas. I would like to just allow us to just know that on today, myself and Apostle Beck was talking, and I was saying to her, on tonight, I just wanted to just open the lines up for us to just start a prayer list, to just put people's name on the list that we know needs prayer, we know should be prayed for, and we know that even if it's us, we know that we should be calling their names out. So I'm just going to open the lines up for that as we talk about what God has put on our heart about men. When I say men, I'm talking about mankind. We know within ourselves a lot of times things happen that we are not ready for, we didn't prepare for, and we didn't even think it would happen to us, because we see those things happen to people that live a certain way, or they act a certain way, or maybe they deserve it in our mind and heart, because that's what we've decided to take on the place of God and place people in that place. And we see things that happen, and a lot of times when things happen, some of us don't go to God, but we want to know if mankind is going to put us in a place of allowing things to happen. As we go further into the discussion, you all would get a better understanding of what I'm trying to say. For I like to use examples, and when I use examples, so I don't lie on nobody and I don't be like telling nobody else's business, I say I use myself for an example. Like an example, when I first got sick in 2006, where I ended up having to have a surgery and I needed some help with getting myself together, but it wasn't pride. I just had been so used to doing for myself and, as they say, coming to the rescues for others. I didn't want to accept or realize it was now I needed the help. And to be honest, I had been doing for others so bad, I really didn't even know how to ask for help, because I didn't even recognize that I needed help. But that's when I first got sick in 2006, when they told me that I was not going to be right after that. But God let me come back from that. And then I got sick again in 2012, where I had a stroke. And at the time, I did need some help. And I knew I needed help. But yeah, I want to know the thing about when you know you need help. I wasn't even really able to talk well enough to say I needed help. But God was able to send people through that allowed me to get help that God put on me on their heart that says, go get her, go take care of her, go show her that I haven't forgot about her, you know. And at that point in time, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, which is my younger sister, she came to see about me. You know how we always say somebody needs to come see about me. They should go see about them. But she came to see about me, and then she packed me up like you do with your little babies. You put a baby bag together, you know, and she took me to her house in another state, and she kind of took care of me, not just me, but my son. But that just showed you that God still had me on his heart. So at the time, we was praying and we was talking a lot, and she started telling me what God had been sharing with her, and I know what I had been talking to God about, and God had shared with me. So I decided then to say, God, I need rest. I need you to take care of me. I need you to put some things in order. I need you to put some things in place. And God started doing that in my life. But at the same time, I had to come to the conclusion to understand, okay, I had a heart problem. I ended up with a device in my chest. Now I had a stroke, a carotid stroke, and I only have one partial open artery in my neck where I get partial oxygen to my brain. And sometimes I can't think the way I want to think, and I can't talk the way I want to talk, and I can't say the things the way I want to say it. And sometimes if I want to spell a word, I have to ask. Y'all heard me say it. The key word is I have to ask. And if no one's around when I'm asking, I get the chance of talking to my phone and say the word, and my phone has spell check on it, which most of us do have those type of phones. The phone will spell it out for me. So when I realized that I needed help, I was able to just say, okay, not only do I go to God and ask him for help, but I ask God, who have you appointed to help me? And now I'm at the place that I would love to go back to work, but my job is telling me they're kind of scared to let me come back, and because I deal with patient care. And because of the restrictions that the doctor has put on me, because my job has sent me for all these different type of tests, they're saying, my doctor is saying that he's not comfortable with saying he's going to release me to do this or release me to do that. And I'm saying all that to say that I have been taught all my life, Jesus is my source, that the word of God says that Jesus is the Son of God, and that the way to God is through him. There's no other way. There's songs we've been singing. There's songs we've been repeating. There's statements we've been saying, and we've read it for ourselves where we can't go through the back door. We can't go over the hill. We can't go under the hill. We can't go across the mountain. We can't go through the plains or through the valley to sneak to get to God, because Jesus said no one can reach him but through him. So when I started understanding that my job wasn't my source, it was just really something that God was allowing me to use the talent that he gave me to deal with people and reach people and try to help people out, that when I got to the point I needed help and I had to go to God, God had to tell me that he still has my back. So with the Bible teaching us, I was looking it up tonight. It just seemed like I couldn't find it, but I finally found it. And what is it, Genesis 1 and 27. I'm going to go there first. So Genesis 1 and 27. I'm taking my time finding it, because for those of you all that are on the line with Blog Talk and everything, I'm hoping you're looking up it also. So how the pastor would normally say when you get it, say amen. So I'm at the second chapter now, flipping over to the first chapter. And 1 in 27 that says, God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him, male, female created he them. So I was like, okay, God, I was looking for something else, but you showed me that. I said, God, why are you showing me that? And God was telling me how and why he created man, and how and why he created woman. And then at the end of the verse, he said he created them. So when I was looking at that, I said, okay. I went to 2 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter, in the 10th verse. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. So a lot of times I look at it like, okay, I was thinking about my job. Well, if I don't have a job, I don't have this, I don't have that. But then God had came back in my heart and said, didn't my word tell you to get about my business? And my business was to do the work of God, letting God see that for you all that don't know, I haven't worked since 2012. And I'm going to repeat that. I haven't worked since 2012. And during that time, God had blessed me that I had been over my on my job over 20-some years, that I had a little benefit to the side I wasn't even aware of. And I was able to get an income every month from 2012 to 2016. So when the benefits ran out, I said, Lord, what am I going to do now? I got a car and I need to become able to pay my rent and my bills and different things. And I just took it to God. And I'm saying that to say all this, because I realized God was my source. Before I talked to anybody else, I talked to God. And do you know that God decided that he was going to grant me a present to let me see a little insight of myself, where he said to my son that said to me, Mama, have God failed us yet? Have God ever failed us? Have God not came through from us? So what I mean by a little insight, that I could hear what he was saying, because he didn't just say, Mama, it's going to be all right, or Mama, who we going to call, what we going to do. This young man just really started ministering to me. I'm talking about a teenager that could have said anything, just had said, well, I don't know what we going to do. Didn't say nothing, but this young man began to minister to me about how good God had been to us all of his life. And I kind of can laugh at it now, because at the time, he wasn't even he was just a freshman in high school, but he's a junior in college now. But this young man, to be honest, I don't even think he was in high school yet. But this young man began to minister to me and remind me of who our source was. And if you those that do know me, they'll tell you, I ain't missed no meal. I said it slow so you'll understand. I haven't missed any meals. I haven't did without, because I did know if I couldn't do nothing, I could call on the name of Jesus. I did know that when my sister, Apostle Alexa Celia Kaiser, had asked me to help with this ministry, that I could not dare to even think to say, let me think about it. I was too scared not to say yes, because I know what God had did for me and what God was doing for me. Because a lot of people that had the type of stroke I had didn't come back, or they didn't come back able to walk and able to talk and able to do the things that I'm able to do, because of, I know it's nobody but God that's doing it. Because when people say, girl, you lucky, I tell them, no, I'm blessed, baby. I'm blessed. I'm blessed by the Most High God. I was able to say to God, when my job is playing with me, I could tell you I have a job, but I know it sounds like I'm contradicting myself, but now just listen. I could tell you I have a job, but I have no pay. But God is making them still give me benefits. They still pay my insurance, so I still get to go to the doctor and I get my medicines, and, you know, I have a little copay, but God has blessed me where I have someone in my life that loves me enough to say, you are my wife, you're the mother of my son, and I am going to take care of you. He didn't say, I'm tired, I'm going to pack my bags, or I'm going to leave. He just said, I got you, because I know who my source is. So by me going to my source, asking my source to take care of me, asking my source to help me, I don't have to worry about what my job is going to do for me. So, like I say, I read in the word that said, a man that don't work, he don't eat. But because I'm too scared not to be about God's business, I am doing this kind of work. God said, if you take care of my house, he'll take care of your house. So I'm going to pass it over to Apostle-elect right now and let her further talk about this, and then we will come back hopefully with Minister Brandon Kaiser and Apostle Cecilia Kaiser and myself. We will all try to speak on this together before we end the service. Apostle-elect, is now in your hands.
Amen. I just want to remind everyone, a lot of times, and I wrote it on Facebook, so I'm going to say it again. A lot of times we run and we shout and we say amen and we say preach, pastor, preach. They're telling the truth now. And I mean, the pastor is preached and taught. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's, according to 2 Chronicles 20 and 15. But what they forget is that in 2 Chronicles, there was a battle. So in order for it to truly be the battle is not yours, it is the Lord's, that means you have to have a battle. But unfortunately, a lot of people forget that part. They forget that part, that in order for the battle to not be yours and it is the Lord's, you must first be in a battle. So Jehoshaphat was in a battle. And while he was in that battle, he knew who to go to. He went to the Lord. Not his sister, not his brother, not his cousin, not his spouse, not this person or that person. Because you know what? When God is for you, he'll open doors that no man can shut. And he'll shut doors that no man can open. He'll cause the king to have favor with you and to give you favor and not even know why. So when we pray, we have to make sure that we're praying unto God so that God can cause people to have favor towards us, to show us favor, to go with us, to be there for us. Because when we pray to God, he's the one that'll put on that person's heart, I need you to go and do this for that person. I need you to go and do that, this or that for that person. I need you to say this to encourage them. I need you to go over this way, and you're going to find this or that. And I need, when you find that person or when you find that thing, sometimes you're finding something that's for you, and sometimes you're finding something that's going to be used through you. So therefore, sometimes you might go over here to this place to get something, and you think that it's for you, and God can turn around and have you bless somebody else with it. And then other times God will give you something and tell you, no, this is for you. Don't cast my pearls before the swine. So we have to be on point with God, and we have to spend time with God in prayer, in fasting, in his word, and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us in all truth, because it's very, 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 very easy to shout and to give God all of the praise after the battle. But during the battle, or sometimes when you see the battle coming, like a lot of people, they saw Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Harvey coming. So they may not have been postured to do what they needed to do in order to get out of town or to do whatever they need to do to get to their safe haven. However, when they prayed to God, all of a sudden someone just happened to be going in that direction. Someone happened to be going that way, and God sent them to pick up that person that needed to get to Chicago or that person that needed to get to New York or wherever they needed to get to their safe haven. So we have to remember that God is our Jehovah Nisi. God is our banner. God is our peace. God is our Adonai. God is Jehovah Shalom. God is Jehovah Shammah. God is the Sanctifier. God is Jehovah Tiskanu. We have to remember that God is our Creator, and He knows how to do and to be just what we need Him to be, and to send what we need in His perfect timing. A lot of times people say, He may not come when you want Him, but He's always on time. Well, I'm not saying that too much anymore. And the reason why I'm not saying he may not come when you want Him, but He's always on time, because, see, our mindset needs to change that when He comes, is that the time we want Him to come. So if God comes at 7 p.m., it should be the time that we want God to come. If God comes at 8 p.m., it should be the time that we want God to come. So we have to now learn how to pray that our timing is God's timing, not the opposite, that God's timing is ours. But we need for our timing, we need for our will, we need for our way to be in line with God's will, God's way. Why? Because His is perfect. He's got perfect timing. Word. He's got a perfect way. So when we find ourselves in situations, and we oftentimes do, where the enemy is using people that you love, or even people that don't like you or whatever, to lie on you and to talk about you and to even do all manner of wickedness against you. But when God tells you to pray for them, when God tells you to bless them, when God tells you to do right by them, and you do, know that then the battle is truly not yours and it's the Lord's. Why? Because the battle is this flesh. This flesh will tell you, so-and-so been doing this to me. They deserve whatever. No. Everybody deserves that none would perish and that none would be lost. Why? Because that's what the Word of God says. If Jesus had said, they didn't lie on me, they done wrong by me, I'm not going to get on this cross for them. Daddy God, I'm coming back to heaven. But no, after all that was done to him, he was lied upon, he was spit upon, he was beaten, he was mocked, and it was for us. Nothing that he did was wrong, for he was perfect. Everything he endured was for our sinful nature. Everything that he went through was so that we could be redeemed. So therefore, some of the things that we're enduring right now is because he's perfecting us. Some people are going through things today because on tomorrow you're going to be a person that's encouraging others, or you're going to be a person that's leading others. No one could have told me that I was going to be a leader in the government, because, see, I was that person that liked being in the background. What's my sister's Anita they're doing, or Apostle Sandra, or whoever. I was that person that liked being in the background and liked making other people look good, or like making other people be able to attain their dreams or whatever God had for them. But the whole time, all of my life, he was setting me up to be a leader. He gave me sisters that were older than me, that I could watch their life and I could watch some of the things that they were doing. He gave me my sister, Minister Sylvia, who thought it was her job, and I found out that it was to protect me. But see, although we didn't know why she was protecting me, the Word of God says, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. God could see the ministry in her and I before we could see the ministry in her and I. So there was a battle going on where the enemy was trying to get us to go to the left or the right, whether it was being a Taste Kitten or Eastern Star or whatever we were doing. But the enemy was trying to get us to go to the left or the right. But God allowed those things to happen in our lives to show us just how merciful he was. If someone got shot on our left hand or our right hand or standing in front of us, we knew, although we were out doing the things that we shouldn't have been doing, we should have been praying instead of partying, we knew that God was looking out for us. You know, some people would say, oh, well, you can say that now. No, I said that then. I knew that I had a praying mother. I knew that I had a praying auntie. I knew that I had people praying for me while I was out there and other people were trying to pray on me. And so now when I find myself in these various leadership predicaments where people may misunderstand you or people may try to do things to make themselves look good, once again, what does God have me doing? He has me going into a doctoral program. And in this doctoral program, it's about leadership. I never knew that I was going to be a person that was going to school to learn how to be an expert on leadership. I thought I was going to be a doctor in nursing. I thought I was going to be a doctor in the medical field. God did not reveal to me his way for me until I was postured to receive it. Because, see, when we're going through life's battles, we don't necessarily know where the victory is. We see the victories, but we don't see the where they are. Like, for instance, we got a house, we got a car. Sometimes we didn't see where it was. Some of us thought we were going to have this thing on the west side of Chicago. Some of us thought we were going to have this thing in North Carolina. Some of us thought we were going to be doing this and that with this ministry and all of that. But then God knows how to change that victory. He knows how to change that end thing. Why? Because it's what's going to give him the most glory. A lot of things that are going to give God the most glory sometimes are the things that we would have never thought we would be doing. But God made sure that we were good at it. Minister Sylvia is good at bringing people together for various events. Minister Kaiser is very good at getting people to laugh. He's very good at getting people to want to learn, you know, whether it's young people or whatever. He's good at causing people to be in a place of restoration and reconciliation, but that's not something that as a young child you could see. What you could see as a young child, what I could see in him was someone that was mathematically sound, someone that was good with chemistry, someone that was good with putting things together and then being able to put ingredients together. But see, what you have to realize is that there's ingredients into people, that you've got to have this person that does this and that person that does that and this person that brings this to the table. And so what happens is they may not be the milk, they may not be the eggs, they may not be the flour, but they're the person that brings the laughter. They're the person that brings the correction. They're the person that brings the order. They're the person that brings the perseverance. They're the person that brings the endurance. They're the person that brings the peace that surpasses all understanding. They're the person that brings the joy unspeakable. So as he knits all of these people together, it forms the ministry that God has put together that says, iron. And so sometimes we start off with people outside of the family just to come back to Jerusalem. See, it doesn't make sense for us to be out here getting the whole world saved and our families going to hell. So now that we're learning that the battle truly is not ours, it's the Lord's, because my mother always brought the people together, whether it was for the family reunion or a Sunday meal. We didn't know that now we're going to be doing the same thing, except for the meal now is the meal of the word. The meal now is the word of God. The meal now is not wanting anyone, not a child, not an aunt, not an uncle, not a sister or a brother, not even a so-called enemy to be lost. Right now, the most important ingredients is what all do we need to do to bring the family together. And when I say the family, I'm talking about not just those called Kaisers and Siebers, but I'm talking about the family of the body of Christ. What do we need to do for us to come together to stop just saying we're Christians, but living a life that you don't have to say it because people can just see it? that in itself is a battle right now. There's many people that are saying that they're Christians, but their life, their attitude, and everything about actually brings shame to God. But as we pray for them, God's going to show them how to be those oracles and those epistles read of man, that when people look at us, they say, that's Minister Brandon. God did this for him. That's Minister Sheila. Oh, God did that for her. Oh, that's Minister Sylvia. Yeah, God did that for you. We're going to be known as God did, God is, God said. And that's what we want people to remember about us, about the battle is not ours, it's the Lord. So all of the glory goes to him. Doesn't mean we won't be blessed in the city and blessed in the field and the head and not the tail above and not beneath, but it means that the glory will go to God. That's all I have.
Amen. Amen. Amen to that, Apostle. I so enjoyed that. I really did. Minister Brandon, are you on the line? Would you like to speak tonight? Are you able to? Well, I take it that Minister Brandon is not able to speak on tonight, but I just want to touch and agree with Apostle tonight that we have to remember that as a family, you know, we always say a family that prays together stays together. Sometimes it's the distant family that you are associated with first, and sometimes it's that you are associated with your family. But I thank God for bringing me up in a family that taught me the truth, that taught me about the Word of God, that taught me about Jesus, that taught me about God, that taught me about the Ten Commandments, that taught me the Word, that said to me, I don't care what you do, I don't care where you go. Heaven and earth may pass away, but God's Word will stand forever, and forever it will stand. I thank God for the family he had me to be born into and the family that he had me to grow up in, because in our family of the Seabury lineage, we were taught that Jesus is Lord, King of kings and Lord of lords, that nothing else and nobody else mattered, that I don't care what I do or what I say, before it's all over with, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess, Jesus is Lord. And I just thank God for that. I thank God for bringing me up in that, that when people come to me, even when, like Apostle Cecilia was saying, even when we was out in the world, we had enough sense to know that we was not going to play with God, and we did not allow people to be around us to play with God. You know, when we were kids, our parents would say, you're running out now. We were, you're going too far. We would tell them in a minute, you're running out. You're going too far. Now, I can't do that. I can't play with that. I can't be around you if that's how you're going to play or talk, because that's not how we were raised up. We were raised up to fear the Lord. We were raised up to not only honor, love, obey, and respect him. We were brought up to fear God. You know, I remember the first story our mother ever told us was about the children teasing the man of God, and the she-bear came out the forest. That scared me so bad that I never remember nothing. And telling the child that and about how the dogs ate Jezebel in the streets. When our mother told us those stories, it kind of caused me to say, I ain't going to even take a chance and play with God. I ain't going to take a chance and play with Jesus. I don't even want to say bad words that use God in it or anything else. I just made sense to say to myself, don't play with things you don't know about and you do know. Don't play with God. So, like I said, I had spoke with Apostle Cecilia today about a prayer list. If anyone's listening in and just want to call out a name for prayer, if it's one of those hard spelling names, please spell it, and I'll write it down that we will pray. We will call these people's name out in prayer. So I'm going to start off with Stanley Wright Sr. and Stanley Wright Jr.
This is Cecilia. I'm going to start off with I want prayer for the North, the South, the East, and the West, the whole world, because I truly wish that none would be lost. And the lines are open.
Good evening. This is Sheila Kaiser. I'm sending out a prayer for all the young men and women of this world that are all turned around, and I truly believe need to know someone. As my mom used to say, knock them upside the head and let them know Jesus is the answer. But the devil got you so strung out, so turned around, so upside down, you don't know which way to go.
Thank you, Sister Sheila. Anyone else? Okay, I'm going to add our cousin Beverly Seabury from Milwaukee. And I already have the different apostle elders and pastors that's associated with Smile 3E. Okay.
This is Sheila again. I want to throw in to the prayer line my daughter, Tisha Wonder, and her kids, Taiwan Harris and his girls, and to all Pinky and Carlton and their family, and to all families of that I know and don't know. I can't mention you all. We'll be on the phone till next year. But to bless all family members and associates and friends that we know that we all need the blessing and more knowledge of God.
Thank you again, Sister Sheila. Okay, Apostle Kaiser, Sister Kaiser, is there anything else you would like to put on the line tonight on the ministry?
No, ma'am, just for us to pray for one another and to pray for, as Minister Sheila already said, pray for our men, pray for our men to be men, our ladies to be ladies, our leaders to be leaders, and Christians to be Christians. And, you know, they have this saying about this leadership that's called being-centered. It's called being-centered leadership theory. Well, one of the things about the being-centered leadership theory is that in order to really be who you need to be, God has to be who he needs to be in our lives. So my prayer is that God will be who he needs to be in our lives, in every area of our lives, and not just on Sunday.
Amen. Amen. So I'm hoping and praying that we all touch and agree with everything that's been spoken on tonight. Remember who your source is. Remember who our leader, our creator is. And remember the purpose that we're here is for to get about God's business. And I just thank God for my sister, my blood sister, Evangelist Cecilia Kaiser. I thank God for the opportunity and the job that he gave me. Like she was saying earlier, we didn't know why I call myself being her protector, because I know my mother told us to take care of one another. But I thank God for allowing me to have the ability to take care of her, you know. So I just believe that God is God, no matter what. God is God, whether it's what I want, what I don't want, because I do know that God has taken care of me, I do know that God loves me, and God is God. He's in control. So it's not Janis Jackson that said, what have you done for me lately? I'm asking God, what can I do for you right now and lately? So, Apostle, thank you for tonight. Thank you for speaking with me, ministering with me, and ministering to me. I thank you for that. And I thank everyone for listening in. So, Apostle, are you going to pray us out?
I sure can. Not unless Minister Sheila. Minister Sheila, did you want to pray first, or you want me to go ahead and pray?
Okay. I'll start off. Father in heaven, we are your daughters and your sons, your children here. We need your help, Lord. We need you to show us the way. The devil is trying, and he's turning them around. Lord, we ask you to have mercy on us, oh God. Send us the sign. Send us to let us know. Send them someone to know that their way is the wrong way. Your way is the right way. You can bless us when no one can. When the doctors tell us there's no way, you have shown them, you have shown us, you have the last say. So you have the last hand in this matter. You control us. And Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for blessing us, keeping us in the hands of you, keeping us under your command, under your strength, under your sight, oh God. We thank you for having mercy on us in our lives. When the devil made us feel down, we knew to look up and ask you. And you said, no, you are mine, all mine, and no one else's but mine. Your faith, your hope, your belief is all unto God. And I ask you to don't forget nor never misunderstand. God's time is your time. Don't let the time move too fast, because you have missed the blessing of it all. Oh, amen, amen, amen.
Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We know that Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We pray for our Minister Sheila and her sons and her daughter, and her son Juan and his family, and Pinky and her family, and T and her family. God, we pray for Minister Sylvia. We pray for Minister Stanley and Stanley Jr. God, we pray for them that they would be about their Father's business, Father, and that their lives would be that for which you called it to be. Father God, we thank you for Minister Kaiser on tonight. We thank you for all that you're doing in his life. God, we thank you for Apostle Sandra Thomas, God. We thank you for what you're doing in her children's life. God, we pray for even Freddie, God. We thank you for the ministry that's in Freddie's belly. God, we thank you on tonight that you're teaching us to pray for Beverly, and you're teaching us to pray for even her children and her siblings and her mom and everyone else that's connected to her. God, we thank you for our families, God. We thank you for our families that you've given us that are families through DNA, and we thank you those that have become our family through marriage. We thank you for those that have become our family through church. We thank you for those that have become our family through work. We thank you for those that have become our family through the military, the various things that you've used to cause us to be connected to people, God. We thank you and ask you that how we've learned to be friends with others, that we will learn that you are our friend, you are our God, you are our everything. God, we thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for your blessing us in the city and in the field. God, we thank you for the many blessings that you're giving us. For God, we're blessed to have peace of mind. God, we're blessed to have joy unspeakable. God, we're blessed to have food on our table. God, we're blessed to have our health and our strength. God, we're blessed to have a dollar or $1 billion. God, we're blessed to have silver and gold. God, we're blessed to have a place to lay our head. God, we're blessed to be able to forgive and to receive forgiveness. God, we're blessed to love one another unconditionally. God, we're blessed Teach us how blessed we are, God. Teach us how when we look to other nations, how blessed we are, God. We have food to throw away when they're picking
thank
in the
you,
garbage
Lord,
looking
Lord,
for food. Hallelujah. God, we
thank you
that we have clear water to drink in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that we have refrigerators to put our food in. God, we thank you that we have the ability to have a microwave, and God, that we're not just counting on the sun in the sky to heat up our food or to cook our food, and that we're not collecting trees and little twigs to make a fire, God, but you've given us the ability to have these things in this first world modern country of cutting edge things that we so many times take for granted. God, we thank you for even this worldwide ministry of Blog Talk Radio. God, we thank you for even the FaceTime that you allow Minister Sylvia to do on so many occasions, and even Prophet Antoine. In the name of Jesus, God, cause us to preach your word, to teach your word from the north, the south, the east, and the west. But most of all, God, cause us to live your word and to be your word, for we are blessed. We are highly favored. God, we are protected, for your angels are encamped all around us. God, we thank you for the many, many, many things that you're about to do in our lives, the miracles, the signs and wonders, the great exploits that are going to give you glory. God, how we're going to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. God, we're going to lay hands on ourselves, on our heads, on our hearts, on every aspect of our bodies, our total being. God, cause us to know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt we are the King's kids. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, yes, yes. Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for this Monday night ministry that's here every Monday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I thank you for allowing us to have a Friday night ministry with Elder Kathy Kendall with God Still Heals, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I thank you that we also have this ministry on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. And don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So until next Monday, stay prayerful. Remember your prayer list and just keep praying. Keep praying until you see something happen, and then you give praise and pray again and stay prayerful. I just want to tell you I love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you could do about it. So for me and the rest of the ministry of Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, we say good night and love you with the love of the Lord. Amen. Bye-bye.